This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little help for my friends. How about you? 7 after the hour, Wednesday, the 13th of July. Gosh, good thing this isn't Friday, right? Already this far into the week, though. A lot of things going on, but then that's not unusual because we live in a big, wide, beautiful world of events, of thinking, facts, figures, all that good stuff. So let's see what we can talk about that will help you clarify in your mind how you feel about some of the things that are going on in our country and around the world. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The situation in Dallas. I find the most compelling visual from yesterday to be a picture of George Bush, Michelle Obama, and Barack Obama at the memorial for the those fallen in Dallas. I find it interesting to see the look on George Bush's face, and as silly as it may seem, he's obviously coloring his hair these days, but he has a very interesting look. It's not stern, it's not sad, it's a combination of things. But the president says we are not as divided as we seem, and that picture gives us cause to think there is something to those words. I find that to be the takeaway for me. Anyway, I find that the difference between George Bush and Barack Obama, now, they can still have their differences and stand up on the same stage. But I had this conversation with my daughter, actually, yesterday at lunch. The things that have been accomplished by Barack Obama in his term as president, we don't have to agree on that. The divisiveness that comes from always taking apart what he has done, and believe me, I'm no fan, but what happens when you do that? You can ignore the things that have been done that you don't like, and that for me is difficult as well, because a lot of promises that were made, get out of Afghanistan, get out of Iraq, but what good comes of the criticism after the fact? You'd like to think that you can influence, for example, I'm going to digress here for just a second because I am in depth in this hour. We have the opportunity to really dig around in some things so you'll know what's going on. The president today may or may not sign what's referred to as the DARK Act, the Robert Stabenow version of a bill that is supposed to have been a labeling bill for food. Unfortunately, the bill now is really, the people who don't support it say it's the unlabeling bill because all it is pandering to a big ag and big food and not to your right to know. The stickers that people are wearing, right to know GMOs, K-N-O-W, but the word N-O, GMOs, is in white letters and the K and the W is in dark letters. This is a travesty. But here we have the opportunity to influence, because our system does work, sort of. The fact that this bill got as far as it did is when there's so much public opposition to it, so much. The collective people, group of people, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, in fact. This is supposed to be a compromise on labeling, which the intenders here were at first trying to have no labeling whatsoever, But there are a couple of pieces of this that would allow states to have certain labels that would allow you to know that there's GMO food, or that the purchase you're making is a GMO. So the House has to vote again this week on this. The earlier version of the DARC Act passed by a large margin there. He'll support the Senate version, so says the Republicans in charge of the House and the Senate, and they are notoriously in favor of Monsanto and that ilk. So the presidential veto is the last chance to stop the DARC Act. You can take action at Senate 764, and the bill was originally about defunding Planned Parenthood. But the way the system works, they've changed and added and maneuvered. I mean, what this has got to do with Planned Parenthood is beyond me, but that's how these guys act. It's how they make it work. All of the original text has been removed, replaced by an amendment inserting the provisions of the DARC Act. The bill has nothing to do with Planned Parenthood. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But yet, that's how it's labeled. So this is even more, this is the deceit, this is the kind of stuff that is, that has people interested in the likes of Trump. So you can go to petitions.whitehouse.gov /petition/veto DARC Act. What I'm going to do is post this on the, we'll do that, Kara. We'll post all of this information on Twitter and on Facebook and our social media, so people can just go there and take the sample message and send it. But if you want, the bottom line here is, I know that I drone on about this from time to time. If you want to have the right to know what's in the food that you eat, then you'll send the note to President Obama to veto this. I think that's going to be an uphill battle, because I think he wants to do. This is no compromise. There's no compromise in this at all. It's effectively a ban on GMO labeling, period, in disguise, because it's wrapped around a Planned Parenthood bill that doesn't exist. All right? So a word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. Meanwhile, at 13 past the hour, more on what happened in Dallas yesterday in a few moments.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do it?
Hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return, guaranteed safe? I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com. Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
I'll be loving you always.
Touching moment yesterday as the Dallas police chief read lyrics from this Stevie Wonder song as the lyrics, I'll be loving you, at the memorial for the slain police officers. Chief Brown said that the officers killed in the line of duty were good, solid police. I don't like to use the word cops. I don't like that word. I think it's divisive, derogatory. A police officer is a police officer. Cop is a lousy reference. And as a matter of fact, the reason, well, I'm not even going to go into the reason. It's just a lousy reference. And most people now at this point in time have sort of taken it to mean police. They don't know what the background for it is. So I don't. You don't hear me refer to them as cops because I think it's demeaning. At any rate, the lyrics to Stevie Wonder's song As saying the songs often help him to express emotions when he is lost for words. He added, there is no greater love than to give your life protecting people. Think about that and the terminology of giving your life. Think about it in that sense and then think about what value there is to what they were doing their job. They were just there. Just there. Yeah, the old business about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I find that to be the most troubling part of this, frankly. Just that they were there. There was nothing really going on, a peaceful protest. It almost seems like a waste. It is a waste. Hey, think about what would happen to somebody that you cared for. I mean, it'd be different if they were actually going to shoot them up and they were, you know, they were just sitting ducks, not expecting anything. There wasn't any, no sign that this was going to happen. That's what I find most distressing about this. Anyway, a bit of food for thought. Let's do our 2020 News Quiz question. If you're ready to focus in on something else, you can get a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, for answering the following question at 888-302-3684. The folks at Fox have announced that one of their on-air contributors, one of the most well-known on-air contributors, is going to leave. Who is that, and why do you suppose this person is leaving? 888-302-3684. We'll have a conversation about that. Fox News a lot in the news this week itself. There's one story about the guy running it that has gotten a lot of attention. This is not the guy running it, all right? This is somebody who's well-known and is leaving. I don't know if there's any surprise here or not. Tell us who is leaving Fox and why. That's getting a lot of traction. 888-302-3684. 2020 News Quiz question. You got the question. You got till 20 of the hour to figure out the answer. 888-302 Doug. Who's leaving Fox and why? 21 after the hour.
doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
One of the biggest problems in my life is dealing with muscle cramps. I think there have been any number of times on the air when we talked about our health and well-being that I have told you stories about the cramps that I have, whether they come about as a result of me working in the heat on my farm or whether I'm not hydrated enough. Well, I know a lot of people have problems with muscle cramps. So to discuss this and how we fix it, Dr. Bruce Bean, who's a professor of neurobiology at Harvard University, is here with us. And also Craig Alexander, who is an endurance athlete who has done extraordinarily well in the Ironman Championships, guys like that who have muscles. I guess, let me start with you, Dr. Bean. Does it make a difference if you have a lot of muscle or not much muscle as to how much problem you'll have with muscle cramps?
No, actually, one of the things that's kind of surprising is that it hits everybody. And when my friend Ron McKinnon and I got interested in it, we discovered that initially it's not just elite athletes who suffer from it, but really everybody.
Yeah, I certainly have. How has it affected you, Missy? You're known as Crowey, is that right?
You can call me Craig. Yeah, my nickname's Crowey.
Okay, all right. So you're a slight man. And yes. Of that, I'm going to bet because you're an endurance athlete, most of your body is muscle. Is that right?
Yes, yeah.
All right. Yep. So how has muscle cramping slowed you down when you've been racing at any number of events? What happens? How does it manifest?
For me, the interesting thing was when I did cramp, it was at times when you wouldn't expect to, like at the start of a race or even in the warm-up before a race when, you know, typically speaking, that's when you're at your best part of the day, before the gun goes off or just after the gun goes off. That's as hydrated as you're going to be. That's as, I guess, replenished as you're going to be from an electrolyte standpoint. And those were the times that I cramped, which led me to think that there was other things going on other than what we thought. And it's what led me to, I guess, to Bruce and to Rod.
All right, let me just, for the purposes of explanation, Rod McKinnon is, I think Dr. Bean made reference to him, the partner who has helped develop this hot shot. Because of their expertise in neurobiology and biophysics. So the science behind muscle cramps is what they knew, and now they've discovered a way to deal with the problem, and that's really what people want. They want to know how to deal with it. I will tell you, the most problematic thing for me, I'm a swimmer, And I told you early on here in our conversation that I have cramps a lot at night. I'll wake up two, three nights ago, I woke up four times during the night with leg cramps, and I got to get out of bed. I got to walk around, shake them off. Sometimes they are excruciating.
Yeah, well, when Rod McKinnon and I got interested in muscle cramping, we started looking at recent research, and what we discovered was that everything we had learned in medical school and graduate school 15, 20 years ago was now known to be wrong. So research
Surprise.
In the last 10 years or so shown... Exactly. Shown that muscle cramping is not caused by dehydration. It's not caused by electrolyte depletion. I mean, you should do those things.
Yeah.
It's not caused by lactic acid buildup. And in fact, it's not caused by the muscle itself at all, but by the nerve cell that controls the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And what research has shown is that cramping is like a little mini seizure of the muscle, of the neuron that controls the muscle. And so the way to stop it is to modify the electrical firing of the nerves. And so the way hot shot works is to strongly stimulate sensory nerves in the mouth. And that ultimately disrupts the excessive firing of the motor neurons in the spinal cord.
All right, so I got to know how to find this. I need some of this. How do I go about? There's got to be. Is this available easily found in drugstores, or where do we go? Or health food stores? Where do you get this hot shot?
It's sold at teamhotshot.com.
Teamhotshot.com. The story of cramps and how to alleviate. They have a public service of the Good Day program.
The Wisconsin Agribility Program has been helping farmers for a quarter century. Keep it here for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Accidents, illness, or other causes that would keep farmers from doing their work are what the Agribility Program is designed to deal with. Addie Jensen is an outreach specialist.
Farming is a hard, hard life, and the average farmer in Wisconsin is over 55, so there's expected challenges as you age and doing the hard wear and tear of the daily life.
Jensen's job, in part, is to get the word out so interested parties can respond.
We start the process off with an over-the-phone interview, and then they work with an Easter Seals rehabilitation specialist who will help them kind of decide where they want to go with the farm and what realistic things they want to do.
Learn more at agribility.org. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The news, the conversation, what's happening with the celebrity. I suppose this is a celebrity question of sorts. 2020 News Quiz question is a focus on somebody who's been at the Fox News Channel for a long time, not as an anchor, but as a what they call on-air contributor. He was hired quite a long time ago. He has been someone that people look to as one of the most intelligent spokespeople for the right. I've been involved in politics for a long time. I can give you lots of rumors about him. And maybe this story is a rumor in and of itself, but Fox News and this fellow have parted company. So who is it that's leaving? Quite a bit of attention given to this in the last 24 hours or so, certainly through the news cycle last night. This fellow's leaving because there's speculation of what he might be doing. If I give you too much more information, it makes it too easy. So think about it and put your thinking cap into the right place. So you can call us at 888-302-3684. Win a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Who is this person who has been sort of a standard bearer of intelligent conversation about what's going on the right? And I say that because there's not a lot of intelligent conversation coming either to the right or the left about a lot of the issues today, to wit what I was telling you a few minutes ago about the DARK Act and how to take action on that. So let's not confuse the issue. You got till 20 before the hour to give us the right answer. Who is the personality who is, I guess I would describe as a political personality, who's leaving Fox because of some rumors about him? What's that story? 888-302-3684. Before I go back to, I'm arguing with myself about what to do here, because there are two main things that I wanted to spend more time talking about. The Dallas situation, and I don't much do politics, but I find it interesting to see some of the political realities. And I'll get to those in a moment. I'm first focusing, I said in the last half hour, I was sort of captivated by the image of George Bush and Barack Obama standing there in a way that at the event yesterday, that really sort of brought together the message of we're not as divided as you think we are. That's a good message. It is a hopeful message, and that's what you need at this point in time, I think, anyway. So there was that image. And then there's an image of two young girls that you may see. There'll be a lot of that on social media today as the remembrance continues. An image, remember the image the other day of the woman standing in the street being approached by the police, being arrested. That was something that captivated the world that we live in, the social media world. Everybody's got a camera. Everybody's taking video. And so here are these two girls that are going through the mourning process that sort of reached out to each other. If you haven't seen this, we'll post it on our social media. Caroline Smith, who is the daughter of Sergeant Michael Smith, who died. And with her is the daughter of Officer Patrick Zamparipa, I believe it's how his name was pronounced, Z-A-M-A-R-R-I-P-A. His daughter, Lincoln, is there. And so Caroline Smith, in the picture, is giving a bracelet that she made as a memorial for her late father to this other daughter of one of the other officers slain. So think about that. Look for the picture. And doesn't that sort of say it all? What a horrible reality. These girls are going to grow up without their father for no good reason. That was my point. Somebody just sent me an email and said, what are you talking about? What are you? Why were you talking about police and their lives being wasted? Because I think that's what this is about. You can say, well, there's a great lesson here. I'm sick of these lessons, frankly. We've had enough of these lessons. People getting shot because people have ridiculous guns that are being used in ridiculous ways. I'm tired of that. And so we pay tribute to these people who really, they died in the line of duty, but they weren't really, they weren't doing anything except they were just there at this rally. There was no containment necessary because they weren't out of control. They're just there peacefully, passively, and then they all of a sudden get shot up by this maniac. And they say, well, they were doing their job. Was the protest peaceful because they were there? I don't know how you analyze that or not, but I know that I feel these men's lives were wasted. And these children grow up without a father for no good reason. Because there's a maniac out there with a gun that he shouldn't have had, frankly, in my opinion. No reason for that gun to have been available to that man. So I'm very strident about that. Anyway, the other image that I have in my mind from Dallas, the image of Lauren Roach, who's 12 years old, and Landry Nellen, who's 11. They set up a lemonade stand. Did you see this? For the victims' families of the shooting, the police officers' families. And within the last couple of days, the girls have collected $10,000 for the families of these Dallas police officers at a lemonade stand. Yesterday, during all of the ceremony, they presented a check to the Dallas Police Association for $10,000. Police say they have received hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from sources all around the country and all around the world. We felt badly for all the victims' families, said Lauren and Landry. Quote, We just feel every penny counts. The situation was for a driver that went by, spotted the girls, the Dallas Police Department donation sign. They drove past. Some people would give a dollar, some people would give a few dollars, some people would give $10, $100, $50, you name it. At first, they thought they would get about $100, but after they got to $5,000, we realized that we could get this really high, said Laura. Remember, she's 12 years old. Southwest Airlines then donated $75,000. The Houston Police Association donated $20,000 to the families of these slain police officers. Imagine that. How moving is that? Think about everything. So, yes, there's far more good that comes out of this, but why do we have to have this anyway? Why do we have these people are dead because somebody had a gun that they ought not to have had? That's really the bottom line. Again. All right, let's get to the 2020 News Quiz question. Work our way through this. Let's see here. I'm going to start with Shane, who's in Roseburg, Oregon. Hi, Shane. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Doug. How are you, buddy?
Well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Who do you think it is that left the Fox News Channel, and why?
I believe it was Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck did leave, but a while ago. She left that morning show, but I think it was like 4 or 5 months ago, if memory serves me correctly.
Oh, okay. That's not who I'm thinking then.
No, well, yeah, you can think about her. She was an interesting contributor, but that's not the one we're talking about. She hasn't announced the last 24 hours she's leaving. All right, Shane, good man. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Greg is in Spring Hill, Florida. Hi, Greg.
Good day, sir. Listen to you every day, but first time I've called in, I would say George Will.
George Will is another good guess. I don't know that George Will was associated with Fox. He was associated with ABC for a long time, and I think still
well,
is
he was
a good
on the Fox News shows on Sunday.
Is he? Yeah, okay. Well, but he's not the one who's leaving. But that's a good guess, poignant. Thank you. John's in Owensboro, Kentucky. John, who do you think it is that's leaving?
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich and Fox have severed their on-air relationship. The speaker rumored to be the top pick on Donald Trump's vice presidential shortlist. Fox says the network brass isn't trying to say they think Newt will be the running mate. Then what the heck else are they saying? What do you think about Gingrich as a possibility? What do you think about Trump, John?
I like him, and I like Newt Gingrich even better.
All right, so would he help, do you think, under the circumstances? Do you think Gingrich would help to bring more attention and bring, obviously, more votes to the Republican standard bearer, yes?
Actually, I'm not so sure, but... I'm not sure Gingrich is that popular with the public in large because he kind of had a smear campaign run against him when he was Speaker.
I don't remember that. I find him to be an attractive candidate, frankly.
Seemed like he was, you know, he's popular when they took over the Congress in '92, but then he had a lot of bad political.
Well, he's done some lousy things in his personal life. He was did a lousy his first wife and all of that stuff. Yeah, he's no hero. And maybe because of that, maybe it just underscores for the women who would be voting for Trump doesn't have that great a standing with women anyway, and to put Gingrich on because of the way he treated his, I think, a couple of different wives, he's not thought of well in the women's circle. So that may be food for thought. All right, John, hold on just a second. I'm going to have Kara get the information from you. She'll be happy to talk to you. And we'll make sure you get a copy of this book, Life is Good When You Do the Work, by Maria Trilogy, 45 past the hour. Who's a sellout? Next.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
If your job is a pain in the back, you may be able to do something about it. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. While there are certain occupations posing a greater risk of back pain, most jobs can make your back miserable. Fortunately, news out of Australia has helped identify a number of back pain triggers we can exert some control over. It seems that 7 a.m. to noon poses the highest risk of back injury during the day, possibly illustrating the need to properly stretch and warm up before engaging in physical tasks. Fatigue and being distracted were obvious back pain causes, but most Aussies reported engaging in awkward positions as the main culprit. The best prevention? Improve your core strength and posture, and remember to always lift properly using your knees. Your job shouldn't be any more dangerous than need be.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix. Two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, the question has come up about Bernie Sanders and whether or not he's a sellout. He knew his endorsement of Hillary Clinton would go down like bad beer after he made the endorsement. He wasted no time emailing his followers saying, I might add financial supporters. Today I endorsed Hillary Clinton to be our next president. I know that some of you will be disappointed with that decision, you think?
Well, I don't understand the point of doing it now. This is like begrudgingly he's endorsing her. It's kind of obvious that he doesn't really support her. Or else he would have done it, you know, a couple months ago.
Exactly. His words were meaningless. As somebody wrote, it looked like Jihadi John was standing behind him. And there'll be a lot of people that use that image against Hillary Clinton. But is he a sellout? That's the question a lot of young people are asking themselves. 10 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and end abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, ICOM Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
After the hour now, time for a trip to your soul, as if you're a chicken. Do chickens have souls? You know, I haven't even asked Amy that question. Amy Newmark is from the...
I'm sure she's going to be ready to answer. You drop on a deep life question like that.
You're right. Do chickens really have souls? All right, actually, we're going to talk about how to say no and reclaim your calendar, an inspiration from one of the Chicken Soup books, The Joy of Less. Amy Newmark with us here in a moment.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
55 past the hour. Amy Newmark, do chickens have souls?
You know, all I can tell you is that chicken soup for the soul has plenty of soul.
Oh.
I don't know how chicken soupy it is for me to be coming on today and saying, okay, I'm going to teach you how to say no. Is that chicken soupy?
No. Well, I guess it depends.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of it's a way to help you in your life. And that's what the Chicken Soup of the Soul books are all about, helping you in your life. And in this circumstance, what Amy wants to explain to all of us is how you can say no and thus control your life better. This is a big lesson for me because I'm very bad at saying no. I'm getting a little better at it, but for the most part, somebody asks me to do something, I say, yep. And I don't really think about necessarily what ramifications there are on other things that I may have said I'm going to do. Somebody needs something. Yep, I'll be right there.
Exactly. So you're a very nice, helping person. And so what we're trying to teach people, and we get hundreds of stories from people who have finally figured this out, is that you have to say no to the things that don't really matter. You'll still be busy all day long, but you'll be saying yes to the things that really do matter.
Okay, so let's twist it around a little bit, Amy. I've never put myself first. It just happens. If you believe in astrology and you understand where I come from, Scorpio is my sun sign, and my moon is in Pisces, and my rising sign is Aquarius. I am the perfect poster person for fixing everything. I'm a fixer. I don't think about myself. I do things for people. And sometimes it bites me in the butt. Sometimes it's just not good for me, whereas a lot of other people put themselves first. Is there a happy medium?
There is. What our people have realized is that they can still be just as busy. They're not sitting around eating bonbons, but they've learned to say yes to the things that really, that they're passionate about. So if you're asked to do a lot of volunteer work and help a lot of people, do the thing you're passionate about. And then when somebody asks you to do something that you don't want to do, say, I'm sorry, I'm very busy doing such and such instead. Mm-hmm. And then you really do what you love, what makes you feel good. And if you're doing something you're passionate about, that's just the same as having what everybody calls me time.
Yeah, okay, me time. Well,
me time,
exactly. We all need to think about that sometimes. And just the fact we have so much social media and all of these smartphones and stuff, they grab our time as well. Maybe what we ought to be saying is no to them. Shut them off.
Oh, my God. Our book is filled with stories about people just going cold turkey on their devices. Yeah. No more Facebook, Twitter, et cetera.
Yeah, right. Whenever I look for things on Chicken Soup of the Soul, I'm amazed. How many of you know there are like 250 books, Chicken Soup for the Soul books, all kinds of titles, all kinds of focus, and there are podcasts. You can go to chickensoup.com for the podcast and get the information there. You go to dougstefan.com, get the podcast, and then the books that are published all over the world. This is a very inspirational series of books, and I love Amy's approach to things. So, lesson for today, just say no. Chicken Soup of the Soul, The Joy of Less. That's the focus here. Check out the podcast, I say, at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.